For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Time for the Delaware City Digest, and my guys, look who's here. It's Lee Yoakum.
Hey, Marcus.
Hello.
Hey there. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Delaware City Digest time. I'm Lee, and I have a special guest today. Paul Brake is joining the show. Paul in the house, the City of Delaware City Manager. So
yeah, thanks so much.
We're gonna drive our way through the next 30 minutes and hopefully not crash and burn someplace.
Absolutely.
That's always our goal, right?
There you
safety
go.
First.
Right.
Bob is out today, and we'll be back with us next Friday. But looking forward to spending some time with the city manager. You know, Mark, it was his anniversary.
1 year, right?
This month, yeah. Yep. 1 year in the city of Delaware, and the dude had shoulder-length hair when he started in Delaware. And no, he's he has a year in the bank here in Delaware, and we're looking forward to spending some time with Paul here and talk about that first year and some reflection on that and his thoughts going forward and all that and more about the city of Delaware. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, likewise.
How was your week, though? How's your week? I always ask Bob how his week was. How was your week?
You know, it was good. Busy. You know, we're getting ready for, we have a council meeting coming up on Monday, the 11th. And so.
How are ticket sales for that so far?
Well, I think that will generate a little bit more interest. So there's a lot going on. So, yes.
So that's you're looking forward to that, I know.
And, I am.
No, that's right. Council meets Monday at 7 p.m. Public, sure. As always, is encouraged and welcome to attend. We're at 1 South Sandusky Street, so come on down. And if you can't make it, there's live stream available. So anyway, we're going to talk with Paul about his first year in the city of Delaware. But before we do that,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Let me tell you, I got some
news for you. Americans heard the news and went wild.
All right, you ready for some news? I have some news for you. So, Paul, speaking of all things Delaware, you know, our pool switches to a fall season for operating hours.
Makes
and
sense.
And that will begin next week when school is back in session. So, the Jack Flores pool will adjust to fall hours starting next week. So Tuesday, August 12th will be the last regular summer day at the pool. School starts then on Wednesday. And then after Wednesday, the pool will only be open on Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 7 p.m. And that'll be that way through Labor Day, Monday, September 1st, which will be the last day of the pool season. So...
Where did the summer go?
Did any of that? We had joy. We had fun. We had a season
in
the sun.
Yeah.
Did any of that make sense? I feel like that is more confusing than it needs to be. But basically, once school starts, the pool is closed during the weekday.
Right.
It's then opened every weekend through Labor Day, Monday, September 1st. And the hours, again, are noon to 7 p.m. So, yeah, that'll be the end of another pool season.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yep. Yep. So let's see. If you haven't seen it yet, our Department of Administrative Services is unveiling a new refreshed jobs career website.
Nice.
That is now viewable. You can see that through DelawareOhio.net. It just went live this week, and it really is an improved. I'm so impressed with the work that Whitney and Jessica and Olivia did in Administrative Services working with the vendor, but such a better look, and it's a much more user-friendly site, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, the functionality is improved. It's easy. We have some wonderful video and images on there that we didn't have before. So be sure and check that out. You can start at DelawareOhio.net. Just go to the careers page, and you'll see the new and improved site. And especially if you're looking for a position, there are several that are available now, so all that more. And you can apply online, again, at DelawareOhio.net, or you can just go to jobs.DelawareOhio.net. Central Avenue is closed, Paul. I don't know.
It is.
Yes, it is. And you're an East Sider, so
yes.
How have you been navigating?
So I navigate around back roads, but for anyone that commutes to the downtown area, I would say take a look at alternative ways. Traffic is really backing up. ordinarily I would go through, it's a neighborhood, it's Cheshire Street, at the signal light, and it backs up so much that, that cars will be in the middle of the intersection after the light changes. So the good news is this isn't permanent. So we're looking a little after Labor Day that Central Avenue will be back open, new and improved, and will help the flow of traffic. But just be aware to plan ahead and spend a few extra minutes.
Right. So Central is closed. This is all part of the Point Improvement Project, and really is the most, probably the last most significant closure, fingers crossed, that we'll have in the life of the project, which should complete fall of 2026.
Correct.
So, right. I mean, it seems like it's been forever, but we really are in the home stretch of the Point Project. But the Point, Central is closed between the Point and Lake Street, and it'll be that way for about 30 days, so to the end of August. And this affects also affects Lake Street, which carries US 42 through the city of Delaware. Just be aware of all that. If you do live in that area, you're finding your way around. The side streets for the local traffic is still available.
Absolutely.
But through traffic,
correct.
We want to take the detour route, which is William Street, to get in through the city. So,
and there's also good signage if you're looking for Meekers, or there's a State Farm agency. I noticed it was impressed that the highway department does have that directing traffic if you need to get to those businesses at that location.
Right. So people, you know, I get it. Why now? Why did you wait till school starts? We really didn't wait. This is the timeline for the project.
Correct.
And when a project takes multiple years, sometimes those key moments hit at unfortunate times. And to postpone this or delay this would have only delayed the project even more. So anyway, you can read more about the Point Improvement Project at DelawareOhio.net/Point Project. I think I have one more item, Paul. Citizens Police Academy is an awesome opportunity. Registration is underway now, and classes will begin in the fall. They do a fantastic job.
If you
want to learn about what it's like, what law enforcement, what community policing is all about in the city of Delaware, or just want to, see if it really is like the TV shows, it's not. This is a great opportunity, the Citizens Police Academy.
I agree. Probably a much more in-depth discussion. Of course, our own Citizens Academy does feature the police department, but that's only on one evening. Whereas if you want to get into the training, how do we recruit, some of the tactics that are used, those sort of details of, like you said, kind of the behind the scenes.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. Highly encourage anyone. Probably the seats will fill up fast.
It does. But you can learn more about that and register at DelawareOhio.net/Citizens Police Academy. So you can get registered for it and enjoy it. But it's several sessions, each about, maybe it's about roadway stops or crime scene investigation or just, all those cool things. But it's really a great behind-the-scenes look at how the Delaware Police Department operates. So, again, Delaware Police Academy registration is underway. Hey, stick around. We're going to talk with City Manager Paul Brake. He celebrates his first year with the City of Delaware. We're going to talk to Paul about that year and the years ahead, all that and more after these messages. That was smooth as barbed wire there,
yeah,
Mark.
I know. Ouch, I'm bleeding.
That's all right. We're back. It is the Digest, and Paul Brake is in the studio with us today as our guest and as our co-host. So
absolutely.
One of several roles, and most importantly though, Paul is the City of Delaware City Manager, and he is celebrating his completion of his first year. You can exhale now.
All right.
And
yeah.
Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
And it's been a year. Paul started August 1st of 2024, and mm-hmm. Thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk to you about that year and in the year ahead. So what stands out as you look back? What stands out?
Well, first off, it's truly an honor to be here and to serve the city council, senior leadership staff, and the residents of the city of Delaware.
You have those remarks written down. That sounds like
canned response. No canned speech here. No, I mean that in all sincerity. It's just this Delaware is a special place, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So over this past year, I was thinking about this on the way in. Seems like there were kind of three separate, distinct sort of phases that we went through, kind of informally. Bear with me on this. When I first started, the last time I think I was on the radio show here, we were talking about the levy campaign. A lot of the emphasis was on that, of talking deep dive and the adequate funding for infrastructure. And that still is an issue. The next phase that we entered into that really took a lot of time, energy, and effort is working with the economic development staff on the potential of a very large project. Even though that did not come about, it proves that we are on the map in Central Ohio. For decision makers, employers, this is a desirable place to move to. And I think that message will continue into the future. So phase three has been more recent, is really doing the due diligence of putting some policies in place, thinking about the future. And what do I mean by that is that the finance committee that I work with has been talking about a tax policy. And, you know, this kind of gets into the sausage making that you hear in government. We've also gone through a strategic planning process. What are our goals? So instead of others defining our future, we have some pretty smart people that can figure out what are the things, where do we need to be spending our attention? And so that's coming to the forefront. There has been many other activities of, again, back to the sausage making, some updates to the zoning code. So what does that mean? Well, you need to focus on outcomes. And when I think of, I'm going to speak metaphorically, my past year, it's kind of like the Point Project, where there's a lot of commotion and you know, things that are going, but there's a lot of work that's being done. And always, in my view, and being in the profession for more than three decades, I always take the long view and to say, where are we heading? And do we have a solid foundation? And I believe the answer is yes. We have a phenomenal team, was able to add a little more than 6 months ago, Andy Baer, who's the assistant city manager. Has Andy been on the show?
He has.
He has. And so... It, and also the continuity of the staff. We have a great team. I can't applaud the members of the team that really make things happen.
So you know, you arrive in August, and you now you've had a chance to reflect. So what surprised you about your first year? What like didn't expect that, for good or bad?
I don't know if there's really any surprises. So prior to coming here, I've worked in two different similar sized communities in different states. And that's where the similarities end. There's a lot to learn of the history, I think, to embrace where Delaware is coming from. I think that's important to understand that. I don't know if I would call that a surprise, but the nice thing that has resonated with me is the genuineness of everyone, of a friendly, outgoing, very sincere. And whereas it'd be real easy to move to some area where people, you know, only associate with people that they knew growing up or whatever, and kind of closed in. And that's not Delaware.
Yeah.
Many of the people that have been here for a long time moved here from somewhere else. I guess that's the interesting part, is that there's not that many people that say, well, I was born and raised here. And whereas many people have chose to move here, which says a lot for the community.
Well, I was born and raised here.
Okay.
So, no. Right. I, no. You mentioned those that move in. You yourself, Paul, we're talking with City Manager Paul Brake about his first year with the City of Delaware. But you came to Delaware from a similar size city. In the Detroit area, Royal Oak,
correct,
and but more than 30 years as a public manager. When you look at reflect on the city of Delaware, what would you describe the personality or culture of the city of Delaware organization?
Oh, organization! I would say excellent team first and foremost, and always working together collaboratively. We're not a super huge organization. It's over 300 employees, and we have a little over a dozen leadership staff. Commonly, you will find where people are kind of in their own silo and in their own lane. We have a group that works very well together, and that is key. And I think with a better outcome, better decision making. That's not to say that there's always the kumbaya moment or everyone's on the same exact page. We have healthy conversations that I think lead to a better decision, better informed. And so I'm very pleased to be a part of that and to help guide that. But the other thing is that I've learned in all the years that I've been doing this is that people that are really good at their job and good at leading is staying out of their way of giving that direction and say, here's where I want to end up. I need you to help me to figure that out.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be hovering over and, well, what about this? What about that? Did you think about this? No. We have some awesome folks that do well of thinking things through. Occasionally, you know, there might be some conversations to polish things, but couldn't be in a better place.
All right. So most pressing challenge facing the city, pick one: growth and infrastructure, housing, staffing and resources.
Oh my gosh. Can I pick all of them?
Yes.
So yeah, I would say all of them. You know, a pressing problem that we have is when you talk about infrastructure, because it sounds like kind of a vague, nebulous term. It's roads.
We're good. We're very good about that.
Roads.
Public works.
Yeah. It's the neighborhood streets. It's the alleys, things like that. But all of those are important. Housing is a challenge of having workforce housing.
I'm going to go to the lightning round here in a bit. But so as we look forward then, what are some of your priorities for the next year?
Well, I don't know why I keep saying all of the above. I don't want to spread myself thin. But to talk about a funding mechanism that we can address these needs, also to start a broader conversation on housing, and this entails talking to employers to say for the what's called the missing middle, people that are starting out in the profession, that they don't have to live far, far away and able to be part of the community. I think that's important to have that conversation. And also to help enhance the existing relationships. We have many important partners of Delaware County, Ohio Westland, Delaware City Schools. I could go on and on and on. And so we have so many important partnerships that a good working relationship, but can we take it to the next level? Absolutely.
And it'll take all of those partners working together and kind of toward a common vision. And I know that's obviously your goal.
Right.
So a year in Delaware. So what's your favorite? Where do you go? What's your go-to for a meal or lunch or dinner or something like that? What are your choices?
Oh, my gosh. That's a long list. I'm kind of partial to the Miseritos in Lima Teresa, which is close to where I live. Amato's Evo Walk is a really cool, it's kind of on the fringe of downtown. I'm not making any commercial endorsements here, but Lee, I could spend a half an hour talking just foodies
I've
with
been
you.
I've been to all of them. So yes. I know you're a sports fan. So in your spare time, when you're not being city manager, when you're citizen, Paul Brake, what do you do?
Well, there's only one choice, Lee. It's called Hidden Valley Golf Course.
Oh, okay.
So, yep, yes. Yep. Not that I'm very good. I won't be on the senior tour, but...
You won't. I've seen your game.
Thank you for your
Don't
honesty.
Don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous
right,
slouch.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, between that, Mill Run Park is a great place to go walking. But we need more sports facilities.
So you're a big longtime, forever Detroit Tigers fan.
I am a suffering fan. You have to qualify that.
Well,
so.
And then also, you, I believe, are a fairly good skater. You do senior ice hockey.
I have in the past. I would ask you, what do you define as good? So, but yeah, hey,
falling with style is what I call
there you go.
Skating.
So, if there is a league that accommodates, that ice time's tough in Central Ohio. It's tough.
Well, we're working on that.
I know.
We're
absolutely. So, yeah, I'm hoping the next time I'm on here, I'm going to be talking about some really cool things.
And I know that you really had a goal of getting out into the community, and,
yes.
And I've seen you at many events. Is there events that uniquely Delaware that stick out in your mind? Hate to put you on the spot, but you know you go to so many, and I know you were at 4th of July. You've been to Boardman. You've been
a Christmas parade. I've been at the horse parade.
Last year.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the Little Brown Jug, there's a lot of things, and I've really enjoyed being part of that and hopefully visible into the community. I'm around here most weekends. Tomorrow there's a celebration of PPG, that their 60th anniversary.
Yes, 1965, right?
Yeah. They have a really cool open house, so I plan on checking out that. So, yeah, there's just so much to do in this community.
So, the Paul Brake fan club that may be listening out there, if they wanted to contact you, how can they do that at City Hall?
I would say by call or email. So telephone number is 740-203-1010. This is the tricky part. It's my first two initials. So it's pjbrake@DelawareOhio.net.
And that's BRAKE, pjbrake@DelawareOhio.net.
Yep, yep.
Or if you want to leave a message, 740-203-1010, and you can talk to the city manager. So,
fantastic.
Paul, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Let's we'll do it. We'll do it before next August.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
We need to make this. We hardly scratch the surface. There's so much going on.
Oh, my gosh. And, this could be a 2-hour long show.
That's right. We appreciate it. We'll want to hear more about the Detroit Tigers and your hockey.
There you go.
And your ice time. So,
fantastic. Right.
Hey, good luck. We'll talk very soon about more things going on in Delaware. He is city manager Paul J. Brake.
Okay. Thanks again.
All right. Mark, let's try it again next week, partner.
We'll see you then.
All right. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.
Hi.